Welcome, Daf Yom Yerushalmi. We're holding my Sasheni Daf Mem Gimel in the Oiz Vahadar edition, Perek Revi, beginning of Halacha Vov. Zok the Mishnah. Kol ha-moyes ha-nimtzoyim arei eilu chulin. Someone finds money, he assumes it's chulin. You don't have to assume that this is money of my Sasheni. Ve'afil dinor yezov im ha-kesef avim ha-moyes. Even if he finds golden dinorim, silver dinorim, and copper, as the Gemara is going to point out, usually people don't put all these types of coins together. And the only time you put it together is when you have Ma'aser Sheni and you have to do Hafrasha, you have to do redemption. We still don't assume that these coins are Ma'aser Sheni. Matzo betoicho yicheres, because of all of Ma'aser. Or is the Ma'aser? But if he finds in the wallet a clay, which is like a type of paper on those days, a clay that says in it, this is Ma'aser, so then obviously it's Ma'aser, you assume it is Ma'aser. So the Mishnah, a mitzvah kli because of all of carbon finds a kli, and on the kli it says the word carbon. If it's made out of clay usually people don't give to Beis Hamikdash. It's not mukdash for a carbon. So what do you assume? Who chulin mashbatoicha carbon? Probably the vessel, the kli, is chulin, and what's in it is carbon. That's why it says it in carbon. But imayashamatechas, but it's made out of metal that people do donate to Beis Hamikdash. Who carbon? He has the idea of carbon. It's kadosh and kedushas based on mikdash. Umash betoicha chulin, but whatever is inside it is chulin. Amru lois, Rabbanan told him, ain dech b'riyadav liyoyis koinsim chulin b'carbon. People usually don't store in a item in a vessel which is a carbon, which is kadosh. They don't put it into it chulin. So if you have a vessel which is kadosh, whatever is inside, you assume it's also carbon as well. Hamoitze kli v'kosov alav kuf. Carbon, and if you find a kli, it doesn't end the letter kuf. You assume kuf means carbon. It's a short version of carbon. Mem, it says the letter mem, means meiser. Dalis, it means demai. Or another gear sov here, dal means dimua, a mixture of truma and chulin. Tes, the letter tes represents tevel, meaning there was no afrasha. Tov, you have a letter tov, truma. Why? Shebashaz tzakona, you koisim tov tachas truma. In a time of danger, when there was a gzeir on Am Yisrael, instead of writing the word Trumo, they wrote the letter Tav. And with Pashtas, the means to all the list that we mentioned before. Rabbi Yisrael says, no, maybe these letters referring to human beings. Kuf could be mean Kas. I mean, it's a name of somebody, he just put his first letters, initials. Even if he found a barrel full of fruits, that says the word truma, not the letter tof, the full word truma. The din is arei l'chulin. Shani yoyim eshtakadai samilea peiris truma upino. Could be, used to be truma last year. He removed it and put it in chulin. So just because it says the word truma, I don't have to assume this is truma. Continues the Mishnah, yoyim elibno yimayse sheni bezovi zu, umetzohoi bezovi zacheris. He says, in that corner, there is money, which is mayse sheni. He goes there, it's not there, it's somewhere else. See, even though it's the same amount that he said, harei l'chulin. I'm assuming whatever was in that corner he took, and this is another money. Harei shom money umotzo batayim. He says, go down to that place. There's $100 of ma'aser. He goes, he finds 200. Hashar chulin. I'm assuming $100 is ma'aser, the other 100 is chulin, even though they're together. Matay umotzo money hakol ma'aser. He says, there's 200 of ma'aser. He goes, he finds only 100. Everything is ma'aser. I don't say he took the 200 away and this is a new 100. It's the 100 out of the 200 that he mentioned. Zog the Gemara. Now, what's the reason when you have all these coins together? What was the hava amino that would say it's ma'aser? Shalotema, don't tell me. Maybe I would say people don't usually store together these different types of coins unless they're using as redemption for ma'aser sheni. So therefore, yesheni, you have a din of sheni. Therefore, I'm telling you, no, you should know, even though you have different types of coins, it's all chulin, not ma'aser sheni. Continues the Gemara and Amud Beis. Amoit say cleave because of all the different letters. The Gemara now is going to bring a list of letters that can refer to the same thing. Tani. The following letters all mean truma. Aleph, Dalet, Ches, Tes, Reish. According to the Vilna Gaon, you don't say the next letter Mem. Tof. All that is truma. And the Gemara explains why. Aleph means Kadmeso. It's the first. That's the first Matana. Dalet. So argues says Dmai, the Vilna Gaon, it says Dimua. Means regular truma because it says Milascho Vedim Ocha Loisacher. So use Losha Dimua in the Torah to refer to truma. Ches, chelboy. The Torah calls it because chelboy menoy. Teis, tuvoy. Because the translation of chelboy is tuvoy. Reish, reishis, the first. Mem, maiser, these words the Vilna Gaon takes out because we're not referring to maiser right now. And tof means truma. Continues the Gemara and says, bishin, sheni. Bishin means base. If it says the letter base, it's sheni, because that's the second one. Pishin, referring to pay, also sheni. Because the idea of need pidyon. Maiser sheni, you redeem. Yud, mem, maiser. Yud is 1 out of 10, that's maiser, and mem is the word maiser. Maiser, ir, purkon. These two are also maiser. Maiser, ir means you have to take it to Yerushalayim. Purkon means you have to redeem it. L'shem Yoisi, l'shem Shimon, la'lois lo'ichlam Yerushalayim. If he finds it, it says, this is for Yoisi and Shimon to go to Yerushalayim, chulin. That's not maiser sheni. Ani oime sibuli osu b'neim. They made an agreement to go to Yerushalayim and eat there. But not necessarily, this is maiser sheni. Kedirah the Gemara, shani oime ishtaka deyem ele peres trum pino. We said in the end of the Mishnah, that even if you find a barrel, it says in the trumo, the fruits inside, not necessarily a trumo, because maybe last year was trumo, and he switched it. Says the Gemara, at kedoyin, using the gears of Abchaim, yeshanas. That's if it's old, it could be last year. What about chadoshos? What are you going to say if it's new fruits? And you met tomorrow, you saw me lay a chumo or pino. Say, yesterday was chumo and pino. I mean, not that necessarily last year. This could be a barrel they had chumo before, and not necessarily right now it's chumo. I don't have to choshish to that. Says the Gemara, keado, as we find the following story. There have yoino ve'av yoisi avu shutofim bigarbe. Rav Yoino and Rav Yoisi were partners in barrels of wine. Kadomach Rav Yoino, when Rav Yoino was nifter, Omar Rav Mana, Rav Mana, the son of Rav Yoino, Le'er Beisi tells Rav Yoisi, Kol Gorav Dichtiv Be Rav Yoino, any barrel that says the name of my father, Rav Yoino, Didi, it's mine. If it says Rav Yoino, it's probably mine. Omar Le'ino, Ishtokad Hava Didoch. Last year it was yours. I mean, last year belonged to your father. Ishtaro, I mean, this year, Rav Chaim's Girso is Ishtado, Shatado. This year, Didi, it's mine. Why? Because we took out the wine from last year and I put my wine in there. So the word brings you out in this story, the fact that it says in it something, that means this barrel maybe was used in the past for this item. But not necessarily right now, this item is in the barrel. Says the Gemara, Motzo bim gufosoi, harei hu kosov alov maiser, harei is a maiser. If you see, now it doesn't say maiser on the barrel. It says on the seal, the cover of the barrel. Then you know it's maiser. Why? Because whenever you take out wine out of a barrel, you break the seal. So if you see the top of the barrel closed and it says it's maiser, that means what's inside there is maiser. And according to Rav Chaim, the next two words of the Gemara are a beginning of the next sugyo, and continue from here in the next daf. With this, we conclude Yerushalayim Maaseh Sheni, daf mem gimel.